joining us on the TroCare College Live Line, CEO of EG Tax, Esther Goulias, talking about the big, beautiful bill and what it means for your money. And Esther, I'm sure it means a lot when you're going to be filing your taxes over the next year. Now, to be clear, all the changes in this bill, are these things that are going to be reflected when you file this upcoming spring?
Yeah. Not all of them, but most of them, Brian. It's remarkable. There are so many things that are retroactive to 2025, and that really gives people the opportunity in the next 6 months to affect some changes on their 2025 return by taking advantage of some of these things that are in the law that'll save them some money.
Esther, here in Buffalo, what are some of the big impacts of this bill?
All right. Well, for New Yorkers, the SALT deduction now it was raised from a maximum of $10,000 for state and local taxes to $40,000 for deductible state and local taxes. That's a big thing for New Yorkers, and people that are in a low tax state felt like they were subsidizing, or they are subsidizing, high tax states. But for us, it's a wonderful thing. So the new SALT limitation went from 10,000 to up to 40,000. So that's a big thing. The other thing is the standard deduction is increased. They made permanent the tax, the Trump deductions that were going to expire as of the end of 2025. Seniors are going to get an extra $6,000. I had hoped that the Social Security was going to be taxable, non-taxable, but they didn't do that. They gave seniors, though, 65 and over, an additional $6,000 in standard deduction. So that means a married couple would save over 65, would reduce their income by $12,000. That's a big thing. If they had income under $150,000, if they're filing a joint return. The child tax credit, again, that's another thing for people who have kids under the age of 17. That went from $2,000 to $2,200. So that's going to save an extra $200 for taxpayers with kids under the age of 17. There's this brand new savings account. It's called the Trump savings account. For kids that are under the age of 4, they're going to deposit $1,000 into a savings account, which is a lot like an IRA. Parents can then put in an extra $5,000 a year until the kid gets 18, and then they can take it out for college, starting a business, or for buying their first house. And this is available for kids that are under 4, they're going to get the $1,000. Over 4 and up to age 8, they can also get into the act, but they're not going to put the $1,000 in. Then there's private school vouchers for low-income families up to $5,000. That's unbelievable. And here's a really cool thing. Car loan interest up to $10,000 is now a deduction, and you don't have to itemize. And the other thing is charity. Remember a few years ago they let you take charity without itemizing. Now it's $1,000 if you're single, $2,000 married filing a joint return. And then, of course, the tips are tax-free up to $25,000. And overtime is tax-free if you're single, $1,250, married filing a joint return, $25,000.
Okay.
And for those people that wanted EVs, that credit expires September 31st.
My head's spinning. I just ran into a wall, Esther. There's so much there that you've got to. You mentioned for auto loan. I wanted to focus in on this one because we've heard over the last, especially 5 years, the price of cars has gone through the roof and the average car payment is insane. But there is now relief for auto loan interest. What exactly would this go toward and who qualifies?
Got to be a car assembled in the United States, a new car assembled in the United States. That's it. And up to $10,000 of the interest that you pay is going to be a deduction. Now, I will tell you, now this would be for people that have income under $200,000 filing a joint return, $100,000 if you're single. But I will tell you, if I were somebody with a gigantic car payment right now, and I'm driving maybe a foreign car, and I'd like to take advantage of this, I'd sell, bring in my foreign car, get an American car, and the interest would then be deductible up to $10,000.
Wow. All right. And then we know that the EV tax credit will be going away after December.
Right.
So there'll be a lot of EV sales.
September 30th.
Okay.
You have to close on an EV by September 30th.
Well, there'll be probably a lot of EV sales between now and then, right?
One would think. Well, but you know, the interesting thing is, you know, I do lots of tax returns, and I didn't have... I only had one client this year that did an electric vehicle. And same, electric vehicles in Western New York are not very popular, maybe because of the cold weather and snow. But here's an example. Let's say that you're a single taxpayer. You made wages of $50,000 with $10,000 in tips. Under the old law, you would have had a tax liability of $5,160. But now, with your tips being tax-free, and let's say somebody says, well, I did $1,000 in charity and $5,000 in car loan interest, well, their tax liability goes down to $1,890. So they save $1,290. That's one example. And let's see, married filing a joint return. Let's say you got a husband making $60,000 with $20,000 in overtime, a wife making $30,000 with $10,000 in tips. With two kids under the age of 17, they would have had taxes of $2,796. Now with everything, they'd actually pay no taxes. They'd get a refund of $544.
When you talk about this National School Voucher Program, this is, from the way I was understanding it, you would have to apply for this, and then you'd receive a scholarship to use. So this is a proactive instead of maybe a reactive, something you would file on your taxes after the fact?
Well, actually, it isn't clear whether it's going to be a credit on your tax return or it's going to be a voucher. I think it's going to be a voucher, but your income has to be three times medium income in order to qualify for this. So some of these things, there's like 193 tax-related changes that are in this big, beautiful bill. And so right now, we're just looking at the big ones. So a lot of these things, I don't know how they're – like, for instance, I don't know how – on your W-2, somebody's going to say how much of it was overtime or how much of it was tips, if that's going to be put on the employer, if it's going to be put on the taxpayer. Right now, it isn't clear because it's only been a couple days, you know.
All right, Esther, you need an hour. Actually, you have an hour coming up on Saturday.
I do have an hour. I can't wait for this Saturday because on Ask the Tax Lady, we're going to go into all this stuff. But here's the thing. You have 6 months to change your car payment so that it's deductible. You know, maybe you said, I don't want to work overtime. I'm going to give it all to the government. Not anymore, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some great things in here. And obviously, the major, I think, criticism is the fact that they put a restriction on getting Medicaid now. If you're an able-bodied person, you have to work 80 hours a month in order to qualify.
Well, so much stuff, Esther. Thank you so much for joining us, and more to come. Esther Goulias is the CEO of EG Tax, joining us live with some of those tax changes.